Welcome back. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition with three convenient locations for you and a new one opening up here at the Fashion Show Mall on November the 1st to serve you even better for all your nutrition and supplement needs. Check out Vegas Discount Nutrition, the best in town, the best all around for that matter. And guys, Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, and Heidi Fang joins us to bring a little bit of culture and so we don't all have faces for radio in this studio here.
But gotta have at least one pretty one in here, right?
Time for a little football talk here. I know we're going to do the NFC East, but real quick, with Heidi here, I do have to ask. I know she was just at the Raider camp. I got to ask her, what was that experience like with the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders?
It was awesome. And it's great to see that, you know, Derek Carr, that chip on his shoulder is really alive, and I think that's going to be something that actually fuels him this year. Now, don't get it twisted. I am not a Raiders fan. I am a huge, huge 49ers mark. Everybody knows. You cut me, I bleed red and gold. Gold-blooded. But when you get back to Raiders camp, I got to say, Khalil Mack, watching him work out, he's a really impressive guy. A lot of speed for such a big man. His feet are so quick and nimble. And then you look at these guys like Amari Cooper coming out, and man, he's got so much like talent. He really does.
The Raiders got talent all around. They really do. I mean, they made a big, big jump last year, and I think they're just going to see more. And now we know Armando right over here. I mean, I know he's a Rams fan now, formerly a Niners fan like you.
What?
If those Raiders do come here, we've got a Raiders fan in studio.
Whereas Heidi bleeds a certain color her whole life, Armando's blood is chameleon blood.
All right, changes. I don't know why you two jackasses are saying, because when the hockey team, Frank is going to be wearing a Las Vegas hockey team shirt. Just watch.
Would you like
the
to make
black,
a
the Blackhawks be damned. You are be will be wearing a Las Vegas
right there. Hold on right there.
Yes, you will.
Never ever will I say the Blackhawks be damned.
No, I said
always
that.
Be a Blackhawk fan
I
first.
I said that.
Do you remember when the Gladiators were here playing arena football? Did you ever see me down there on the sidelines? What jersey did I wear every single time the Chicago Rush came to town? My Brian Urlacher or Walter Payton jersey? I am faithful and loyal to my Chicago teams. I don't jump around like a certain
that.
Culture's
I
beams,
said that you
according
will still
to Phil.
Be sporting a Las Vegas hockey team T-shirt. I didn't say you're going to buy a jersey. I didn't say wear a hat. You are going to be sporting.
If they bring somebody here.
Hurt?
No, they don't.
Because you've been jumping all year long. Let's leave Armando
but Phil,
alone.
When your vertical is half an inch, the landing doesn't hurt that much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you to get over yourself, Armando. We know you can't jump that high. But let's get on to the NFC least.
Yes.
Because let's be honest.
Well said.
I copied that one from Frank. Frank dropped that earlier. But it's the least powerful division in football. I mean, we have the Washington Redskins as your reigning division leaders, and they finished at 9-8. I mean, the NFC is a joke.
It's like the mid-major conference of the NFL.
Oh, it's hard. Oh. Yeah.
One of them might be bowl eligible, but they probably don't belong there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got America's team in there. You got the Giants.
Olympics is down there this year. Okay, so.
Okay.
They might sell a lot of jerseys, but.
They certainly do. We talked about that.
The top selling jerseys.
It's unbelievable.
The top four.
We talked about that last week. Four of the top fives are Dallas Cowboys. And obviously, you know, we look at the Cowboys and they're a type of team where obviously relying so much on Tony Romo and him staying healthy this year. And actually, we like to bring Heidi in. Heidi is, knows MMA better than almost anybody I know. She lives the sport, she breathes the sport, but she also lives and breathes football.
Yep.
And every year, you're like top of the top in your fantasy league. You're a big-time fantasy player. You know everything about the sport. When you look at the NFC East, and we look at the Dallas Cowboys and everyone just picking them so far to be your number one team. Do you see that at all?
No. I see it in the offense. I do see with Tony Romo back, Dez Bryant back. The question is, how long will they be back? You have question marks at running back. You have a rookie in Ezekiel Elliott. And no matter how much everybody wants to flaunt the Ohio State University's guy, he hasn't played a rep yet in the NFL. Let's wait before we get all flustered up about that. You know, remember guys like Brady Quinn? People get all, Brady Quinn. And
Matt Leiner.
Right, exactly. He's carrying a clipboard, you know, hanging out in saunas, watching the game. But, you know, with the Cowboys, I'm not impressed with their defense right now. I do like they have DeMarcus Lawrence. I think he's a sack man. He's going to be good there on the line for them. But, you know, maybe Orlando Scandrick in the secondary.
Back this year. He missed all of last year, didn't he?
Yeah. But, I mean, aside from Dez and your big guys like Witten on offense and all, when you get down to it, then you look at somebody like Terrence Williams, who's always kind of been a question mark. Who else is going to step up and be playmakers on this team if one of those guys goes down again like last year?
And come on, don't you really think one of them will go down here in the first 2 weeks?
I mean, I don't see Romo lasting.
Ezekiel Elliott's already out.
Yeah, and he did, but he did. He showed up in pads in practice. He did practice, not full on, but I mean, he was out there doing drills. They say the hamstring's not much of an injury, but I don't see Romo being able to last the whole season. I mean, this is a guy who broke his collarbone last year, and then he re-broke it. So this, that's
on a tackle that wasn't even very hard.
Yeah, you know, they have those little memes going around, and my favorite one is a referee helping Tony Romo up off the ground, and it says, "It's okay, buddy. That was just a coin toss."
Here's the thing, though. I got no love, though, for, you know, the Cowboys as a Niner fan. I'm sorry, but the 1990s did it to me. But you do look at their O-line, and they definitely have one of the best O-lines right now in the NFL, if not the best. So that might help Tony Romo's causes a little bit.
Well, we called it the NFC least, jokingly going into this, but it's not really necessarily joking. You look at the future odds. When you look at just the odds to win the NFC, the Cowboys are favored in that division, but they're the seventh choice in the NFC to win. So that tells you right there how many teams are ahead of them. This whole division, someone's going to win the division. Someone's going to the playoffs. They might go to the playoffs with a 500 record or worse. The
Redskins almost were that last year. Almost.
Speaking of the Redskins, what do we think of Kirk Cousins?
I'm on board with them.
Are you?
He's a decent playmaker. He's not going to do anything that's super sexy, but he's going to manage the game well. And he's got great targets. Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson. How do you go wrong with that? I don't really like their running back situation, though. Matt Jones, they gave up on Alfred Morris.
Who's now with Dallas,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's like their third.
You just laugh.
he might be third on the depth chart because you still have.
Remember, somewhere here, Vernon Davis is even here now. So I'm like, come on, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, you ask about Kirk Cousins. To me, I see Kirk Cousins. I see a guy that can look brilliant sometimes and look absolutely horrible sometimes. And inconsistent quarterbacks scare the hell out of me. Is he good enough that they could win this division? In this division, yeah, they are. But is he good enough for a team that he can win three or four playoff-type games in a row? Not that I think we're talking Super Bowl with this division anyhow. No. not in my opinion. I'm a Bears fan. The last time the Bears went to the Super Bowl, they had a guy named Rex Grossman at quarterback. They made it all the way to the Super Bowl. One thing sexy Rexy could do was throw the ball long, except in that game against a crappy defense of the Colts. I don't like inconsistent quarterbacks, and that's what I see with Kirk Cousins. And now that he's actually got the job and the contract, sometimes you need somebody at least breathing down your throat to make you perform well. I don't know if that makes him work harder and more comfortable now or what it is, but Kirk Cousins hasn't shown me consistency thus far in his career.
Well, the only one consistent thing about the NFC East has been the quarterback for the Giants, and that's Eli Manning. And I'm talking about, like, he's just been the one staple of a team. I mean, now we have Coughlin. Coughlin's gone. I don't know how he's going to perform under Ben McAdoo, but this is a guy who last year looked really good, but the Giants were a team that lost so many games in the last 2 minutes because of their horrible defense. Do you see this team turning anything around under a new coach?
I think the only reason Peyton Manning stayed around as long as he did was to, number one, break number four's records, and number two, to make sure that he had as many Super Bowls as his little brother did.
I agree with that.
wait.
But Eli Manning isn't one of those guys who, he kind of reminds me of Kirk Cousins in that respect. I mean, you say he can look really good, but he's also had some really god-awful games and even god-awful seasons here and there.
He has.
I mean, he is a roller coaster ride at the quarterback position.
Last year was arguably his best season, but he wasn't working with a lot. So I'm surprised that Coughlin
wasn't really
statistically wise, nah, absolutely. Yeah.
I know
absolutely.
One thing they better do there.
He has two Super Bowl rings, and you said that.
His
wow.
last two seasons, yeah, statistically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he had three. Wow. What did he have?
It's like 35
touchdowns.
35, okay.
And he had a three. What was that? A passing completion of 387. So I mean,
the one thing that the NFL Network needs to do is they need to put a mic on Odell Beckham every game just to hear the kind of trash talking people are going to do to this guy to try to get in his head and get him to do something stupid on the field to get kicked out of games.
Well, one of the interesting things is actually McAdoo hired Adam Henry, who was Odell Beckham's former college coach and former mentor. So we're going to see if maybe that helps him grow up a little bit.
Well, remember this, too. He'll be facing Josh Norman twice now because they're in the same division. Oh, so when they go headhunting for each other,
how depressing is that?
The NFL is going to – they're going to tweet that out to everybody out there to make sure that everybody watches, and then they're going to fine them both for what they do on the field because that's the way the NFL works.
Now, one of the things that a lot of – for the Giants, at least, a couple years ago, Victor Cruz came on. Everybody loved Victor Cruz out all of last year, most of the year before that.
Very fragile guy.
Heidi, as a fantasy guru, do you see any reason to pick up a guy?
He is not lying about that, folks.
No, really.
You see this book?
Yeah.
This is all my rankings for fantasy. It's like a book that's, what, I don't know, 300 pages?
Did you see the water boy? Remember the water boy? Yeah. And Henry Winkler had that special book? That's Heidi's special book. I've honestly, I've had friends call me up and they're like, hey, who's Heidi picking in fantasy? You know, or I got a draft in about 2 hours. Who should I go for first? It's always asking Heidi. And Heidi, what about Victor Cruz? Do you think Victor Cruz, do you think we see him on the field for the Giants this year? And if we do see him on the field, is he as productive as he used to be?
I don't know about that. He's a big question mark, not just from a fantasy perspective, but from a playmaker perspective. When you have a guy that's had as many injuries as he had, and the patella one that he's coming off is pretty bad, you know, pretty gnarly injury. You have to worry about the guy every time he goes down. Same thing with Odell Beckham right now. I mean, they're being cautious with him as well. So you have two question marks. The one guy that I'm kind of looking at right now is Sterling Shepard. He's going to be in that two position. And maybe if he can hold it down as like a possession receiver, he could be a very interesting playmaker for the Giants.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Odell actually is, there's a couple of question marks there, but there's no question about the playmaking ability he has when he is on the field. One of the biggest questions, though, is the Eagles.
Oh, yes.
What do you think we get out of the Philadelphia Eagles this year? No more Chip Kelly, just and a complete revamping of the team.
I wish Chip Kelly was still there instead of
I know you did. I had to throw his name in there.
I'm not excited about Chip Kelly being with the Niners whatsoever. He dismantled that team.
Hey, don't tell anybody, but the guy next to me, Armando, he don't like the 49ers anymore.
I think it was
Chip Kelly as well.
Yes. Yeah,
so you don't like Buffalo Chip as your head coach?
Not at all. I wish he'd go back to the Ducks.
So, okay. So
they have a good defense, the Eagles, at least. Okay, so, at least.
Yes, they do. Least. I agree.
Now, earlier you brought up, Frank, talking about somebody having to play somebody twice in a year.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show, tonight is the Hall of Fame induction. Tomorrow, yes. By the way, everybody, Hall of Fame game.
Which
this is the
me.
First football game. We have football every weekend from now until February. Yay. But was that a yay for you when you used to have to be a Chicago Bears fan and play number four twice a year?
Well, the reason that it was a yay was because, number one, we could beat them. Didn't happen very often, but we could. We could knock them out of the game and injure him. Or at least make him take some more painkillers, which I always enjoyed because then he'd get in trouble for it down the road. No, I cannot stand the guy. It's not a guy that can't even spell his own name. I'm not saying his name. He's number four to me. He might be going in the Hall of Fame. The only record I recognize is the interception record. The only thing that bothers me about that is he tied it against the Bears on a pass in the end zone, but we didn't break the record that night, which is kind of sad. And you know what number four is, right?
What is number four?
No. Number four is just two big piles of number two in my world, buddy. That's all it is. By the way, there's a reason that in his Hall of Fame locker, there will be a Packers jersey and a Vikings jersey because the Hall of Fame said that the Vikings, it was an integral part of his career. I truly believe it, so he'd have two different colored jerseys so he could throw it to the wrong one half the time.
It's like Armando's locker. It's got every team that he's liked and jumped ship to.
That is not full. True.
It looks like all 32 teams. Wait, it looks like he's walking into like a Dick's Sporting Goods.
The NFL Hall of Fame isn't like the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame where you get your twos, your own, you know, what hat you wear on your bus or...
I got to say something seriously.
Because I'm a little surprised.
In all honesty, I know you do not like number four, and out of respect to you, I won't say his name, but I know you don't like number four, but you have to admit, to get an accomplishment like that, to have the career that he has had, and to make it to the Hall of Fame. Think about this. How many players are in the NFL Hall of Fame? What is it, 302 or 303? Out of how many players suit up every year? To be in there is an accomplishment on its own. But for the records that he has, there'll never be another number four.
And no, there definitely you, won't. There won't be another number four. And he's living proof that it's always cold where he played. Just look at the Polaroid.
Okay, now, so you can't even say anything nice, can you?
Now, and unfortunately, you bring that up, and I don't think that's something that will ever live. He'll never live down. That's something that, unfortunately, he will be remembered for as well. People are going to be like, yeah, that game against the Raiders where he threw four touchdowns, 400 yards after his father died. Oh, yeah, he liked taking pictures of his unit.
By the way, I know we're up against a break here. Draymond Green just did that. And teams laughed about it, and Vivid offered him $100,000 to do a movie with any actresses he wants. I don't remember number four getting any offers from any porn studios after that
there were a few offers.
And that was just on Snapchat, right? So, like, it went away after a minute.
Nothing ever goes away for a minute. No, that
people
stayed.
Can screenshot now.
It's out there.
It's once it's out there, just 1 second. That's all
okay,
it needs.
First of all, what is Snapchat?
Okay, we'll sit down and we'll talk about that and the birds and the bees when we come back from a break.
Yeah, because these guys have to look at a Heidi's fantasy book. My particular fantasy book is not safe for work because it does not involve 300-pound sweaty athletes. But we'll be back with more. The weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition with three convenient locations, a fourth one on the way November the 1st, Fashion Show Mall.